Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bite Boost Podcast. I'm your host, Dunda, and today we're getting into one of the biggest debates in all of sports. Who's the greatest basketball player of all time? I'm so excited to have Thomas here to talk about it with me.
Thanks so much for having me, Linda. You're absolutely right. This question always brings out some seriously strong feelings.
Okay, so let's get right into it. For me, it has to be Michael Jordan. 6 trips to the finals, 6 championships. That kind of perfection is just incredible.
Oh man, the first thing that always pops into my head is that shot against the Cleveland Cavaliers back in 89. Jordan just rises, hangs in the air forever, and just sinks it. I remember jumping off my couch and yelling, "Oh man, is that true? That's unbelievable."
Right? That moment showed just how cold-blooded he was. And let's not forget the flu game. He was so sick he could barely stand, but he still found a way to win.
Yeah, that game was pure willpower. He just made winning feel so inevitable. Like, no matter how bad the situation looked, you just knew he'd figure it out.
But then you have to talk about LeBron James. What always gets me is his longevity. I mean, 20 years, and he's still playing at the highest level. It's insane.
And for me, the defining moment was the chase down block in the 2016 finals. He did it for Cleveland, ending their 52-year championship drought. You know, he's basically the basketball equivalent of a Swiss Army knife, which is a big reason why he's the unquestionable vice goat.
That one play completely shifted the momentum of the entire game. It's the kind of highlight people are going to be talking about forever.
And that's the thing with LeBron. He's not just a scorer. He's a passer, a rebounder, a leader. He influences the game in every single way.
That's so true. Jordan brought fear to his opponents, but LeBron brings this sense of trust. His teammates just know he's going to make the right play.
What a great way to put it. They're two totally different kinds of greatness, but both are so incredibly effective.
And then, of course, you have to talk about Kobe Bryant. To me, he was the one who carried Jordan's spirit into a new generation.
Absolutely. Kobe was all about obsession. His mama mentality was so intense, I bet he practiced free throws in his sleep.
What I'll always remember is his final game. 60 points! What a way to go out. That was pure Kobe, competitive right up until the very last second.
It felt like a farewell masterpiece. He gave everything he had to the game, and that night, he gave it one last time.
And 20 years with a single team. That kind of loyalty is just so rare these days.
It really is. That's what separates him. Jordan defined dominance, LeBron defined versatility, but Kobe brought both that fire and that incredible loyalty.
You could almost say Jordan showed us what greatness means. LeBron expanded its boundaries, and Kobe embodied it with his spirit.
Yes, exactly. 3 different paths, but all with that same single-minded obsession with victory.
And that's why this conversation is so much fun. Greatness doesn't have just one face. It comes in all different forms.
It sure does, and we were lucky enough to witness all 3.